Walker curator Siri Engberg.
This is, in fact, Chuck Close's very first portrait that he ever made. He calls them his heads. When he began this project in the late 60s, he was actually trained as a painter in the abstract mode. He had gone to Yale and had made many canvases that were sort of de Kooning-esque, as he calls them. He said they looked like what he thought art should look like. And he needed something where he could break out of what was familiar to him. So he thought, maybe I'll start working from photographs. That is something that is a finite piece of information. It's something that often people think is not an art approach. So he began to use black and white photographs and grid them off, which is a method of transposing an image that began with Renaissance painters that billboard painters use. And he began working on an enormous scale. He made a grid and superimposed it over the top of it and began transposing it square by square with his airbrush. The grid actually kind of disappears when you look at the canvas up very, very closely. You can see vestiges of it embedded in the kind of the whites and blacks. But in this one, he was really interested in getting kind of that smooth surface sheen and the photographic veracity.